Now, you might be wondering, why don't British people just say that something's good? Well, we do, but we've also got loads of other ways to express that something's good. Today, I'm going to show you five of the best. Let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking, and welcome to episode 36 of the Brit Speak Pod, where today we're talking all about how British people say that something is good. But before we get into that, my name is Dan, and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. If you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, mate. It's nice to see you again. I hope you had a good week. So today then, I'm going to show you five different expressions that we use in the UK when we want to say that something is good. I mean, you can just say it's good, but if you just say it's good every time, it gets a bit boring after a while. As British people, we like to have different ways to express ourselves in different situations, and yeah, it's a bit more interesting, you know? So I would say that you don't need to use all of these expressions. I mean, you can if you want to. You might even impress your British mates if you do, but the main reason I suggest learning these expressions is because British people use them. And if you want to understand British people, then you're probably going to hear these expressions, so you probably need to know what they mean, right? So let's take a look at the first one. But first, I want you to imagine that you went to watch the football last night. You know, you went to the stadium and the game was really good and your team even managed to win. It sounds like something that you're going to want to tell your mates about, right? But if you just say to them, oh yes, the game was very good, it doesn't really do it justice, right? So in that case, you might want to try this expression. Now, I want to play a bit of a game with you before I tell you what it is. I'm going to give you three hints and I want to see if you can guess what the expression is. And then I'll tell you anyway, so. But it's a bit of fun, you know, it's something to do to pass the time. So the first hint is that this expression, it's understood pretty much by everyone in the UK, but it's only really used by the older generation. The young ones are not really using that expression this much. And we use it when something is pretty good. You know, it's better than good, but it's not amazing. It's kind of in the middle. And the last hint I've got for you is that it is actually a shortened version of another word. Can you guess what it is? Well, the word in question is brill, which is shortened from brilliant. And brill is just another way that British people say that something's good. For example, back to that footy game, you could say, mate, I thought Liverpool were brill last night. What a game. So next up, I want you to imagine you're in your local shopping centre, you're having a look round, you're doing a bit of shopping, and you decide to have a bit of a gander in HMV to pick up some new music to listen to. Now, I know, for you younger ones, you might have to imagine this. It's like 1997 or something and CDs are still really popular, yeah? But anyway, you decide to buy the latest album from your favourite band. I don't know, in the night, probably Limp Bizkit or someone. And after listening to it a few times, you really enjoy it and you want to recommend it to your mates. How are you actually going to do that? Well, with this expression, of course. Once again, you've got three hints. The first one is that, once again, it tends to be used more by the older generation than the younger ones. It's usually used to talk about things such as books or movies and music, that kind of thing. We don't really use it to talk about food, for example. And it actually originates from World War I, where skilled fighter pilots got this name. So have you any idea what it is? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's ace. You know, like in a pack of cards, it goes jack, queen, king, ace. Ace is the best one. And in this case, ace means very good in British English. So back to that example of the Limp Bizkit CD, you could say to your mate, did you hear that new Limp Bizkit album? I thought it was ace. Next up, imagine you're walking home with your British mate after the pub and you're having a bit of a chat, a bit of fun, and you walk past the cinema, yeah? And you spot a poster for a film that's coming out next month. And on that poster is your favourite actor and you're pretty excited about seeing this film, right? So what are you going to say if you want to express to your mate that you think that looks good? I'd recommend this expression. The first hint for this one is it used to be used just by young people. But then those younger people kind of became middle-aged, and now it's mainly middle-aged people that use it. I'm not saying any names, but basically me. And it can be used to talk about anything, really. Food, music, you know, whatever you fancy talking about, you can use this one. And it comes from a way of describing the condition of things, like a record, for example, or a Pokemon card, if you're that way inclined. If it's in very good condition, you might use this word. And the word in question is mint. Now, mint is not just the flavor of your toothpaste. Mint also means very, very good. Like I said, if you buy a record that's in mint condition, it's in almost perfect condition. And we've kind of adapted that in the UK. And mint just means that something is proper good and you're a big fan of it. So, for example, you see that poster, you turn to your mate and you say, I can't wait to see that new film. It looks mint. So next up, it's the weekend. And for once in the UK, it's not pissing it down with rain. In fact, quite a nice day. You can even see the sun and it's over 20 degrees. It's probably the nicest day you're going to see for a long time. So you need to make the most of it, you know, and maybe go to the beach or the park or do something outside while you've got chance, you know. So you're going to call your mate and you're going to say, it's a good day today. Let's go and do something. But you don't want to say the word good. What are you going to say? Here's the word that I'd use. So the first hint for this one is that it's more common in the north of the UK rather than in the south. And it means 99% perfect. It's almost perfect. And we usually use it to talk about the weather. And it's a really old expression that's been around since like the 1800s or something. So it's been around the block, you could say. Have you any idea what expression it is? A hint, another bonus hint is that I use it in almost every single episode. Any ideas? Well, the expression in question is cracking. Cracking means very, very good or pleasant or nice. So in this case, you pick up your phone, you call your mate. Well, I don't know if people still make phone calls these days. Maybe you send a voice message, whatever. And you say, mate, the weather is cracking today. Let's go to the park. Sounds good, doesn't it? So before we get on to the last one, I've got a few bonus ones for you that are quite regional specific. So it all depends on where you're going to be, but maybe you'll hear these expressions. The first one, if you're around the Liverpool area, you might hear people say that something is boss. They mean it's very good. If you're, I don't know, generally around younger people, especially the cool ones that skateboard, you might hear them say something like, mate, that was a sick trick. And sick not meaning ill, sick meaning very good. I think Americans use that one as well, to be fair. If you're in the south of England or Wales, you may hear somebody say lush, meaning very good. Could also mean attractive, but generally means very good. And another one that, to be honest, I've only ever heard on TV shows, really common in Essex, and they say that something is ream. I don't know, you could say that Big Mac was ream last night. I have no idea if that's what they would say, but it's a British slang word that means good, so it's worth knowing, just in case. So with that said, next up, I want you to imagine you've been invited to a rather fancy gathering. I don't know, in Knightsbridge or Chelsea or something, and you're going to be spending the day with some rather posh folks. At this event, you're served a lovely cup of tea, and you want to express just how much you enjoyed it. Now, you can't be like, yo, that cup of tea was basic, fam. You get me, yeah. You know, you need to try and use an expression that's a bit more suitable for that fancy situation. Like this one. So the expression in question seems to be well known from people outside of the UK. Quite a stereotypical expression that when people think British English, they think this expression. And it is quite posh, to be honest. And it tends to be used by older generations, especially ones with money. And once again, it's been around forever. It's been around for donkey's years, 19th century, I reckon. But it also kind of means to destroy, which is weird. Maybe it's good to destroy things. Maybe that's where it comes from. The expression in question is smashing. So after you finish your nice fancy cup of tea, Maybe you'll turn to the butler and you'll say, "Oh, that cup of tea was simply smashing, Reginald. Please pour me another." So that's my posh accent, by the way. You can tell I don't spend much time around posh people, but I'm from the north. What do you expect? Anyway, now I want you to imagine that you're an English learner and you come to the UK and British people communicate in a way that is completely different to what you learned in your English classes and your textbooks. And they use all these weird expressions like the ones in today's video, and you can't really understand what the bloody hell they're going on about. And it makes you a bit uncomfortable and you find it hard to communicate with people. What are you going to do? Don't worry, mate. I'm here to help you out. Get my free British slang guide right now using the link in the description. I'll send it you. You can learn loads of British slang and you can communicate more confidently with British people because you'll understand what they're actually saying. So I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. You know, Spotify, Apple, whatever. It'd be really good. Or you can go to britspeak.co/britspeakpod and you'll never miss an episode. Other than that, that's it for this one. So I'll catch you in the next one. See you there.